So Padraig, just first of all, for our listeners, maybe just tell us a small bit about your own background.
Currently, I'm Emeritus Professor of Entrepreneurship and Business Development at the Ulster Business School in Belfast, at the Belfast campus. I'm really successful £400 million new campus that's been built there in the past few years. Before that, well, I was as Professor of Entrepreneurship and Business Development at the Business School. I'm really primarily involved in working at the interface between the business community and the university. Ulster University is not an ivory tower university. It is absolutely committed to working with business practitioners. And that's probably one of the key jobs that I have.
Here in Kerry especially, but like everywhere really, we're blessed. We have great entrepreneurs and they establish great businesses. That's something that's hugely important, obviously, to the whole local economy, I suppose.
Totally. First of all, you're absolutely right to make the comment about those entrepreneurial people who are starting, developing and growing businesses. And they are totally crucial to Kerry, of course, and speaking as someone who works extensively and a lot in Donegal, it's something very similar. I mean, the West Coast faces similar challenges, I think. So you're absolutely right, but I would like to take one opportunity here to also comment on the fact that entrepreneurial people are engaged in more than just starting and running businesses. There are social enterprisers who are doing amazing things in our communities right across the country. And we have entrepreneurial people even within our hospitals, in our universities, and goodness knows we've heard about some of the challenges that our health and social care provision is facing. So we need these same types of people to bring the same sort of creativity, innovation, energy, commitment, passion to making a difference to people's lives. Does that make sense? To adding value to people's lives. So whether it's in starting a business and meeting the needs of people from a business or commercial point of view through to social enterprise, we need entrepreneurial people everywhere.
We certainly do. That's a very good point. I suppose, you know, automatically you kind of think of, you know, just a business person and setting up their own business automatically. But as you say, there's more than just that factor to it, I suppose. You can, you know, be entrepreneurial and start something within an organisation, within a community. And that's the point you're making.
Absolutely crucial. I think that we need to see entrepreneurial people within established businesses. One of our speakers this morning from the Kerry Group was referring to the challenges of sustaining growth within the Kerry Group, and that at the end of the day, any change that we bring about that adds value to people's lives, which is what entrepreneurial people want to do, have to do, really, it's essential, then we're going to have, it's through people. People are going to make that difference, and the more entrepreneurial those people are, in terms of reflecting that competency and ability to sell and do and persuade people that what they're trying to do is for everybody's value, but also the confidence to do it. That's also an issue which sometimes is lacking, I think, you know.
You mentioned confidence there. What other kind of skills do people need if, you know, if someone's sitting at home and they think they might have a good idea and they think they might, you know, be heading down that path where they want to do something, but what other kind of skills does an entrepreneur need to be successful in what they're doing?
Well, if you're talking about someone who's practicing his or her entrepreneurial ambitions through venture creating, okay, so then it's clearly having a good or service or an idea that they believe in, that they see value in, that they hope can persuade other people to see value in it. So it's being close to their potential end user. We otherwise describe them as customers. So being close to that person and understanding what their needs and wants actually are, and being able to communicate with them effectively in order to persuade them and encourage them to acquire whatever that good service or idea that they are putting out there into what we might broadly describe as the marketplace. And let me tell you, it's a scary space. And that sort of scary space requires that level of confidence that oftentimes holds us back from actually doing what in our hearts we would love to do. Do you understand? And here's the issue. So many people are more entrepreneurial than others. I think everybody is potentially entrepreneurial, my opinion. Everybody, no exceptions. But more are even more entrepreneurial than others. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are people who really want to do this and are hungry to do it and will. And then there are others on a continuum from there who, for example, people who resist change, but they really want it too. So they watch what the others do, and when they succeed, they follow. It's like almost like an infection, but a good one.
We're always hearing, you know, that it's a really challenging environment and there's lots of challenges, be it costs or be it, you know, global markets in the world of business. Is that always going to be the way? Is there always going to be challenges? We'll say if someone is a bit nervous maybe to take that step, as you mentioned there, should they just dive in head first? Because is there always going to be a challenge facing them no matter when they decide to go for it?
Yeah, I think I'd like to take your commentary and, if you don't mind, flip it over. You use the word challenges, and where you see challenges by virtue of your question, I see opportunities, you know. So to me, there are those who are hungry for opportunities, look for those opportunities and go for those opportunities and deal with the issues that going for that opportunity actually throws up. Does that make sense? So, I know quite a number of company owners who set up their businesses that if you had asked them originally, would you have done this if you'd thought too much about it? And they said, no. I'd ask them, when you started this business, did you have all the resources that you wanted in order to leverage this opportunity? And they said, no. But they did it anyway. And this is the issue that I'm trying to come to. Now, that's not to say that they're lacking in caution, because one of the things that I have found that everybody knows somebody who will help. And I think that if one just for one second sits down with a piece of paper and says, who do I know will help me get from where I am to where I want to be, leveraging this opportunity that I see, then I believe that you begin to unpick some of those challenges and sort of move them. They're no go away. I'm not saying that the world's, in reality, it's going to be very tough. But I do honestly think that there is scope for people to find a way through if they want. Now, let me come back. There are people who are really hungry to do it. I was saying to you that many people are more entrepreneurial than others, but I believe that everybody has an entrepreneurial potential in them. It's a question of how much people choose to let it out, because I think it's a choice.
Thanks a million for talking to me. Appreciate your time.
Not at all. It's a pleasure to have been here. Thanks so much, Amber. Appreciate it.